From socialservice.sg, I'm Jing Yao. Be the Wire is a ground-up initiative which produces accessible and guided bite-sized videos and posts so as to equip, educate, and empower persons of all abilities to bridge the digital divide. The topics include digital literacy, communication platforms, as well as e-shopping and e-payment. We speak with founder Brian Neo, who wishes to spread the word to more social workers and friends, focused on equipping individuals with digital life skills for the long haul. In addition, he envisions partnerships with agencies to work with community members in the initial phases. Thanks for being here with us. Maybe, you know, just to start us off, could you tell me more about, or tell us more about Be The Wire and how you got started with the initiative?
Sure. Thank you, Jing Yao. So Be The Wire is a ground initiative that aims to equip, educate, and empower individuals with foundational digital life skills through bite-sized videos. So the topics that we cover are basically digital literacy skills, information, as well as communication applications such as WhatsApp. And we also do cover e-shopping. How do you actually shop for things online? Applying for debit cards as well as PayNow. And lastly, on SingPass as well. So I got started on Be The Wire really because when the circuit breaker first kicked in. So and there was actually news about supermarkets running out of daily essentials. So as I previously worked and volunteered for persons with disabilities and their caregivers, it really led me to ponder upon two questions. So first is that how many in this community are actually tech savvy enough to purchase things online or are even equipped with the tools to do so? So the second question that I came to my mind was that how many of them actually have the luxury of time or can actually queue in the supermarkets for long durations? So let me share one story. So actually during the circuit breaker period, there was actually a mom with that have kids, a very young kid with special needs. So for this particular case, she couldn't get a very specific brand of milk powder. So she was like sourcing almost close to 3 branches for to get that particular milk powder. So in the end, through Amazon Prime and she managed to get this particular brand. So I do see that actually a lot within this community, they although sometimes they might be able to go and purchase things themselves, having the convenience of doing online shopping can be something that is very important to them, especially in times of, I would say, crisis or times of urgency.
I thought because you mentioned you know how you got started during circuit breaker, I was wondering whether you could take us through the brief journey. So you explained you started during circuit breaker. What's the initiative like during the current pandemic phase, and what are some of the plans that Be The Wire and you have for the future, looking ahead?
Okay, sure. So at the start of the circuit breaker. Yeah, so that was when we first started to really firm up the content and to actually start developing the video. So over that full period, we were basically in the kind of like the development of the videos. And it was only close to sometime in early August where we actually got the videos out. So I guess moving forward for Be The Wire, currently the videos actually sent to almost close to 16 different disability organizations and for them to share it with their clients. And honestly, moving forward, I do hope that there'll be more traction for these videos from be it the people in the volunteering sector, or be it in organizations, they can actually make use of the videos to pilot it out with their clients or their caregivers.
And you kind of very nicely explained that you were focusing on persons with disabilities, and the two considerations you had were the extent to which they were tech savvy, and second, you know, not having the luxury of time to queue, for instance. And now you've developed the videos, you've published and shared. So maybe I was wondering whether you could, since the bite-sized video seems to be the main feature of this Ground Up initiative. Take us through an example of a video. So, you know, what's one of the videos that you have, and, you know, what does the video explain, and how does it help these different disability organizations and persons with disabilities who do watch the video?
Sure. So, for example, like one of the videos is on applying for debit cards. Yeah, so applying for debit cards is something can be done on the at a branch or as well as online. So in our videos, we actually cover the step-by-step way, what documents to actually bring in order to apply for a debit card. So the videos are actually filled with animations as well as being covered in both English and Chinese. So how it might actually benefit persons with disabilities or their caregivers is that we filtered a lot of additional information that might not be really required, and we kind of like zoom down to a particular choice of a debit card. Yeah, so I think the key message that we are trying to put across is that it is not hard to apply, for one, and the second thing is that just by following these step-by-step instructions, you will be able to get a debit card. Yeah. In addition to that, we also show them what is. We always start our videos by sharing what is actually, how can the debit card actually help them in their day-to-day activities. Yeah.
I kind of have two questions as well, which is tied to Be The Wire. The first one would be how you or your team decided to use the video format. So, you know, why video compared to, say, like a summary or fact sheet, right, that someone can access, you know, that would be one question. The other one will be, how do you decide the topics to focus on? Do you talk to the disability organizations? Do you talk to the individuals? And how do you decide which topics to focus on? So those two questions. I think they're kind of related. So the format and then the content that you chose. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, I guess let me address your first part, which is the format. So during the circuit breaker, actually, prior to actually creating Be The Wire, I was conducting face-to-face workshops with persons with disabilities and caregivers in my social enterprise called Learn In. So definitely during the circuit breaker, face-to-face was not an option. Yeah. So I thought of why not actually by making use of the experiences and the interactions that I gained from working with persons with disabilities and their caregivers, I kind of consolidate them into kind of like a small videos, like in different bite-sized videos, so that it can be accessed by anyone at any time. Yeah. So I think, yes, that's why we decided to go with the format of putting things online. So on your second question on the content. Mm-hmm. So I guess a lot of the content is being shared in Be The Wire, right? It's not to really go into really detail of what a particular thing can actually be useful for them. But the main key is to actually just equip them with the foundational knowledge and to actually create the account in the very first place. Yeah, because in a lot of times, there might be actually a lot of information flying around. So we do hope that through these videos, we just give them a little teaser, a little taste of what it can actually offer to them and let them understand that how easy it is to actually apply or to perform certain things. Yeah, so that was why we developed the content in accordance to the 11 episodes. So in these 11 episodes, if you go through all of it one by one, me as a millennial, I would say that I thought that these are the things that are actually useful, that I use in my day-to-day activities. And definitely, I do see examples of how it actually helped persons with disabilities in various ways. Yeah, through the different modules that we have actually developed. Yeah, so for example, like WhatsApp, for example. So previously, I have shared how to actually make WhatsApp call, how do you actually use WhatsApp web. So there was a person with autism who actually made use of WhatsApp web in his day-to-day work. And although it might be something that is very, I would say, very foundational, that I think most of us might actually use it in our day-to-day lives, to them is that, especially for persons with certain disabilities, when you use little tools like this, it can actually make a lot of difference in their work, yeah, or in the, even in their communications with other people as well.
You mentioned learning the social enterprise you ran, but I had one last question about Be The Wire, which is, and I think you alluded to some of it as well. What's been some of the feedback you have gotten from persons who have viewed the videos and the organizations which has helped you gain some traction with viewing the videos? What are some of the feedback you've gotten or received about the videos that you've produced so far?
Okay, so currently for some of the videos, some parents that have children with disabilities, they say that hey, the video is very, in their words, very family friendly. Yeah, because I actually thought of intending it to be designed that way, because sometimes when, you know, when we go through video tutorials and stuff like that, actually just let me share this little story, is that when I first created the prototype videos, some of my videos were actually 20 minutes long, especially those like how do you actually create a bank account online. Yeah, so a friend in the sector, when she viewed the video, she mentioned to me, said that caregivers wouldn't have the time to watch a 20 minutes video. Yeah, so actually it got me to actually revamp the whole thing into making it bite size. Yeah, so coming back to your question on what's the feedback, yes, other than it being family friendly, I think some of them actually feedback to me that the caregivers actually using it to teach their child in their own time and pace as well. Yeah, so I guess it has only been launched, kind of like shared with them in August. So currently, up to now, this is some of the feedback that I have received.
And of course, you mentioned the... Sorry, go ahead. Did I
stop? Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So because you mentioned the social enterprise you were involved in, Learnin. I was wondering whether you could briefly tell us a bit about Learnin, how you got started, and, you know, what was the experience like, and what did you learn from the experience?
Sure. So Learnin, is a social enterprise that actually aims to connect persons with the same or different disabilities to learn from one another. So I got started on Learnin was basically I kind of amalgamated two problems. Okay, so just let me share. So Learnin was started in, I think, about 2016. Yeah. So during that time, tuition was actually a very hot topic. Or I think even up to now, a lot of people have been mentioning that tuition is a negative thing lah. Yeah. So another problem that was actually faced by one of my friends who has a physical disability is that he was actually trying to teach tuition. Yeah. So, but the thing was, he was trying to get more students and stuff like that. So I thought of actually kind of like combining the problems that is faced by both parties together. And that was how Learnin was actually birthed. So I thought of actually trying to reframe the narrative that tuition is actually not really a negative thing. It really depends on how we go about to utilize it. So Learnin was more of like a platform for me to challenge this narrative lah. Yeah. So we started off with those with physical disabilities, but in the end, due to more and more demand from different disability types, we kind of branched off to cater to persons or students with different disabilities as well. So what actually evolved from there was that we even had persons without disabilities tutoring those with disabilities, and a lot of messages of inclusion or even monetary benefits to the tutors with disabilities actually did occur. Yeah, in the time when I was running Learnin.
I mean, as a final question, since we, you know, we talked about Be The Wire, Learnin, and you're clearly very involved in the social service space, I was running kind of like a personal question in terms of what you have personally kind of learned and gained from, you know, running these different initiatives and social enterprise, and what's been one lesson that has stuck with you or you found most memorable through this process.
Okay, so I guess one of the most memorable things is that I would say a key lesson that I learned is that never go in alone. Yeah. So for me, I went in alone to really do learning. I mean, we do have volunteers coming and helping us. We have tutors and parents, but I think being able to accept the fact that we might not be able to do everything ourselves is just a very, very important lesson. Yeah, even with Be The Wire, I started off thinking that I wanted to do all the videos, but I realized that I really had to have friends that are good in video editing, good in subtitling or even translation of English to Chinese. Yeah, and even maybe setting up a Facebook page and maintaining it. Yeah, so these were friends that actually came on board halfway through. Yeah, so advice that I would share to be anybody that's trying to start a social initiative or social enterprise or even a business, yeah, try to find like-minded people to start with you, yeah, at the very beginning.